The school district's activities director, Jamie Cabral, outlined the reasoning behind the fee increase Tuesday.
We did put an increase on the activity fees a little bit, knowing that Alaska Marine Highway prices have increased this past year 2 times throughout the school year, looking to move it up to 120, and not sure with the ferry system of what it's going to look like as well. We might possibly, maybe, hopefully not to have to fly.
Having to fly some students to competitions may be necessary next fall. Cabral noted the state ferry's proposed schedule for November has only one ferry making stops in Petersburg.
We are trying to work around that schedule and look at that. It is not pretty. So June 22nd is our phone calls in for the winter schedule, just to help out because there are a lot of communities that that will affect. And we have 9 activities going on at that time. So it'll be fun. Yeah.
Activity fees will be going up from $100 to that $120 per activity, and the annual household cap will increase from $340 up to $500. Those are charged for high school sports and several other activities that involve travel out of town. The district also charges $500 per activity for homeschool students to participate. That fee is not changing for the upcoming year. The middle school fee has been changed to a flat $50 per activity. Families can also apply for a waiver of the fees through the school district, and the board approved those increases unanimously. Board members also reviewed student, parent, and coaches' handbooks for the 3 schools. There will be a handbook change for students in activities following a change by the Alaska School Activities Association. The district is allowing for a reduction in an activity suspension for the 3rd time a student is caught using alcohol, drugs, or tobacco. That suspension from competition and practice has been 1 year. Starting up next year, a student can reduce that suspension to 6 months by completing counseling and other requirements. Board member Jay Lister liked that allowance.
I would think giving them the chance to come back and play again, if they're willing to go through all that other effort.
Yeah, it's a lot to go through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think 6 months would be long enough to give them another chance to straighten themselves out.
Yeah.
Principal Rick Dormer also outlined a few changes to the high school handbook covering personal electronics and returning to school after competition travel in a timely manner. Dormer noted that staff did not make any changes to the dress code section of the handbook. That's despite a student petition this year to allow leggings not covered by a long shirt or skirt.
It is still the same it has been for several years, so as of this point, leggings are still allowed. As long as they're covered up with a longer shirt or sweatshirt or something like that. But the topic the students brought forward is still very important. I've spoken with several students often, and we've talked a lot about with staff. And things got busy, and we told them we really wanted to spend time. We didn't want to rush and try to make some sort of policy. To be honest, if we'd rushed too fast, it would have been, we're just going to keep it exactly as it is.
Dormer said staff will meet with students in the fall and ask them to propose wording changes to the dress code. Those updated handbooks are being posted to the school's website this month. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.